Paying for your dinner never felt so good. More than 100 members of the Danube Seniors Leisure Center enjoyed a Christmas lunch with all the trimmings for only $10. The money was immediately donated to the Helping Hand Food Bank during its Christmas appeal, which is both heartwarming and heart-wrenching. We're seeing record numbers this year. COVID has hit people really hard, said Carolyn Kahn, president of the food bank. Yet COVID-19 donations have actually skyrocketed through the roof. We have about 15 community groups or donations and the number is still growing, which is an amazing source of support in the community. The Danube has been a wonderful supporter of the food bank. Not just this year but all years in the past, we're appreciative of their continued support. We're so happy they were able to host this event. It's festive and merry. Especially during these COVID-19 restriction times, she said. However, Kahn said the food bank recipients list is growing and it is now serving about 300 families each month, which equates to nearly 1,000 people in the community needing support. This will help us purchase our much-needed food items. Financial donations are always key because it allows us to purchase our fresh meats, produce, eggs, things we are dependent upon to hand out, so that our clients are getting a nutritious meal, she said, adding granola bars, juice boxes, juice, and even breakfast cereal are in high demand this year. Instead of the large group meal shared by Danube members in the past, the lunch was spread over 2 weeks, December 10th and December 17th, due to the pandemic and need for social distancing requirements, said Danube President Elka Pitkin. We have had Christmas dinners, but nothing like this, said Pitkin. Usually we get 120. But of course, with the pandemic you can't do that. So even with the 50, we had to do all the precautions and all the screening. The health department came and had a look and was pleased with the safety plan we have in place and everything else. Pitkin said they have donated to the food bank previously, but these luncheons were special. Served by South Simcoe Police, the meal was also assisted by the Community and Home Assistance to Seniors South Simcoe and York Region. This is amazing because all the money from the tickets sold is all going to the food bank. Both of Bradford's retirement residences, the Eldon and the Holland Gardens, chipped in to cover the cost of the meal, said Shelley Snowalton, sales and marketing manager of Holland Gardens. We've sponsored when the Danube has done their own luncheon before, but this time they weren't going to have it at all, said Snowalton, so the two retirement residences stepped in and presented it to them and they accepted. The Danube Seniors Center is owned by the town of Bradford West Gwillimbury and is well used by seniors for everything from card games, woodworking, quilting and craft clubs. For more information, visit https://www.danubeseniors.club.